legacy. And maybe you're wondering, what is a legacy? Well, for the past few centuries, we have defined beauty not just as health and youth and symmetry that we're biologically programmed to admire, but also as tall, slender figures and femininity and white skin. And this is a legacy that was built for me, and it's a legacy that I've been cashing out on. And I know there are people in the audience who are skeptical at this point, and maybe there are some fashionistas who are like, wait, Naomi, Tyra, Joan Smalls, Lu Wen, and first, I commend you on your model knowledge, very impressive. But unfortunately, I have to inform you that in 2007, a very inspired NYU PhD student counted all the models on the runway, every single one that was hired, and of the 677 models that were hired, only 27, or less than 4%, were non-white. The next question people always ask me is, can I be a model when I grow up? And the first answer is, I don't know, they don't put me in charge of that. but the second answer, and what I really want to say to these little girls, is why? You know, you can be anything. You could be the president of the United States, or the inventor of the next internet, or a ninja cardiothoracic surgeon poet, which would be awesome because you'd be the first one. if after this amazing list, they still are like, no, no, Cameron, I want to be a model. Well, then I say, be my boss, because I'm not in charge of anything, and you could be the editor-in-chief of American Vogue, or the CEO of H&M, or the next Steven Meisel. Saying that you want to be a model when you grow up is akin to saying that you want to win the Powerball when you grow up. It's, you know, out of your control, and it's awesome, and it's not a career path. I will demonstrate for you now 10 years of accumulated model knowledge, because unlike cardiothoracic surgeons, it can just be distilled right into right now. So, if the photographer is right there, and the light is right there, like a nice HMI, and the client says, Cameron, we want a walking shot. Well, then this leg goes first, nice and long. This arm goes back. This arm goes forward. The head is at 3/4. And you just go back and forth. You just do that. And then you look back at your imaginary friends 300, 400, 500 times. It will look something like this. Hopefully less awkward than that one in the middle. That was, I don't know what happened there. Unfortunately, after you've gone to school and you have a resume and you've done a few jobs, you can't say anything anymore. So if you say you want to be the president of the United States, but your resume reads underwear model 10 years, people give you a funny look. The next question people always ask me is, do they retouch all the photos? And yeah, they pretty much retouch all the photos, but that is only a small component of what's happening. This picture is the very first picture that I ever took, and it's also the very first time that I had worn a bikini. And I didn't even have my period yet. I know we're getting personal, but you know, I was a young girl. This is what I looked like with my grandma just a few months earlier. Here's me on the same day as this shoot. My friend got to come with me.